Perek Vav Mishneches. Hamaver Chavis Mamakim Lamakim, somebody who moves a cask from one place to another place. Ushvara, and the cask broke. Suppose it was a cask of wine. Bein Shamer Chinam, whether he's a Shamer Chinam, Bein Shamer Sachar, or if he's a Shamer Sachar, a paid Shamer. Yushaveh, he makes a shvua that he was not negligent when he moved these casks, and he's potter. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zev is a Yishava. Both, indeed, both must swear in this case. V'tomeani, but I wonder. Im Yechoel and Zev is El Yishava. He wonders how both of them can swear, make a shvua, and be potter from such an act. The Rav explains. Rabbi Eliezer is arguing in the Tanakama here, who happens to be Remer. Rabbi Eliezer says that in this case, when somebody moves a Chavis, Mamakim, Lamakim, it is an Oinus. It is considered a mistake. When it comes to Oinus, a Shreim HaSachar, is chayev ba'oinis. A shayim asachar is chayev b'gneva aveda, and an oinis is not a pshia. An oinis is in the category of gneva aveda. Now, even if the shayim asachar swears, Rabbi Eliezer wonders that if he swears he wasn't pshia, he would still agree that it's in the category of gneva aveda, and a shayim asachar should be chayev. So he doesn't understand the Tanakama why he would be potter if he swore. Reb Meir, says the Rav, understands what Rabbi Eliezer says, and explains the following, that the Chazal were worried that if, when it came to moving casks or came to watching casks, it was actually very common for the casks to break, and they were worried that when it came to watching, to having somebody be a shomer for watching casks, nobody would volunteer to be a shomer, whether it's a shomer chinam or shomer sachar, because it was so common to break just by slightly moving it, that nobody wanted to take the responsibility. Chazal made a different type of shvuah here, where the shomer sachar or the shomer chinam would be able to make a shvuah that they were not pesheah ledavar, they weren't pesheah, they weren't negligent when they watched these casks, and they would both be potter. So there is an exception to this rule, and therefore Remeir holds that they both can swear and be potter. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hasaycher es apaylam, somebody who hires day laborers, somebody who hires workers, and he doesn't specify any specific time when they need to come. He doesn't specify how he's going to feed them. He just hires them. V'amalem, and he tells them lahashkim laharav. He tells them to come early and to leave late. So in this case, he does specify two conditions. Mikhaim, a place shenahagu shloi lahashkim v'shloi laharav, a place where they are noyeg, where their minig is, their custom is that they workers don't come early and don't leave late. Einam shloi lekufan, he cannot force them to go over the custom of that place where they are being hired. He has to follow the minig hamakhaim, the minig of the place. Mikhaim shenahagu laz, and a place where the minig is to feed these workers, yasin, he has to feed them. Lesapek b'msik, a place where there is an additional requirement where they used to. The person hiring these workers would offer them dips or provide them with relish for dipping bread or for eating food. Yisapik, he would have to, if that's the minig of the place, he would have to provide them with relish. Hakol k'minig ha-medina, this all follows the minig of the medina, of the local custom. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseiah, there was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseiah. She'amar liv noi, he told his son, say schar lo nepalim, go hire us workers. Holach, he went to Pasek Lehem Azainis, and he promised them food. He said, come work for us, and we will provide you with food. And when he came back to his father, Amalai, his father told him, Bini, my son, afilo ata ois lehem kesuda shleima b'shata, even if you make a suda, like Shleima HaMelech used to make a suda every day for the people that would come eat with him, and it was a very lavish type of suda, even if you would, because you promised them me food, Even if you'd have a suda like Shleima, lo yitzasi de chavaskeman, you wouldn't be yitzir yachiev, you wouldn't be discharged, your duty wouldn't be discharged. Shehem b'nei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, we're talking about the workers were sons of Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. What's the option? So he said, because you promised them food, we're going to have to really provide them with a very lavish, beautiful meal, and we'd lose money, and it wouldn't be worthwhile for us to hire these workers. But he came up with a loophole. Ella achlay eskila b'malacha, until they didn't start work. Before they started work, they just had a verbal agreement, and he was able to fix the promise or titrate the promise a little bit to them. Say, go out the Arnalahem, tell them al menos. Add these words on the condition she'in lechem Allah. You don't have any tainasam. You don't have any claims on me. Ella pasur kidnis bavad, only for bread and beans by itself. Meaning we're going to give you food, but only bread and beans. Reb Shringam Liel says, Loi ha yitzarach loyemer, he didn't have to go back and change the conditions with them. Hakol k'minig ha-medina, everything follows the minig ha-medina. So even though you promised them food, If the food's custom, if the town's custom was just to give them pasuk kitnius, they would not have any claim on him that we'd expect a bigger meal. He would satisfy his obligation by just giving them bread and kitnius and beans.